is Solving Your Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. My name is Dr. Stuart Yeager. I'm a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care by identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to your bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting the person's health.
And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse and work with Dr. Yeager in his office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time.
For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com. We're going to start our discussion today in discussing why and how putting all the interferences together will solve your health puzzle. When you do one thing to improve your health that is positive to correct or improve, like getting off of junk food, a person may or may not feel the difference. That doesn't mean that wasn't an important step to take. It just means that there are probably other things that need to be addressed as well. You need to correct all the interferences that are affecting the problem, so there can be multiple things affecting what is going on in your health. In a few minutes, we will have one of my patients, Denny Guyman, with us, who will tell about his experiences of getting well by identifying all the interferences affecting his health puzzle and then removing them.
For some people, their problem is excess weight or lack of energy. Their neck or back pain doesn't go away or keeps coming back. Their bronchitis or some other type of infection keeps returning. When people have to keep going on antibiotics, that's a sign of a major problem. More than just giving antibiotics needs to be done to get rid of an infection. It's just as important to build up the immune system so that the infection stays away. Taking antibiotics does nothing to strengthen the immune system. They can actually weaken it. Studies have shown that the chance for cervical cancer increases in women who have had a high incidence of antibiotic use. People who have fibromyalgia, allergies, depression, gluten intolerance, celiac disease, are suffering with conditions that may cause a person to become discouraged about their health conditions because their medications are not doing the trick, or their list of medications are getting longer, or the side effects coming from the medications may be worse than the disease itself. One medication may be causing or creating other problems.
You know, traditional modern medicine provides minimal help for curing most chronic health conditions. Their main focus is on minimizing or suppressing symptoms. Rarely does traditional medicine work on correcting the true cause of a health condition.
I'm a registered nurse, and I came to realize this a few years back. I was trained in traditional medicine. The marvels of modern medicine saves lives in catastrophic situations. If I was having a heart attack, I would want to be in a hospital to save my life. Traumatic injuries and burns need emergency care to save a person's life, as well as advanced acute infections. But much of what causes our health problems today are chronic, unhealthy imbalances or lifestyle choices or toxin exposures. Modern medicine relies on drugs and surgery to fix many health problems. The pharmaceutical companies educate medical physicians about these drugs, and it gets to the point that they would make one believe that the answer to all of our health problems is in some drug. Just watch any program on TV or watch a sporting event. Can you watch any of these things on TV and not get a commercial that says, "Ask your doctor and see if this is not right for you"?
You know, I see that all the time.
On the other hand, there are also many commercials on today about lawyers announcing damages caused by certain drugs, and if you have experienced them, to contact them for help in a lawsuit. I used to think that the FDA would protect me and my interests in keeping me safe from unhealthy drugs, But then I learned about Fen-Phen for weight loss. Even before they approved the drug Fen-Phen, the drug company knew of the problems with it and the increased risks of heart disease and strokes. The reason pharmaceutical drug companies hid the problems with Fen-Phen was because profits would exceed the cost of all the lawsuits after the fact. It's all about the money.
These drugs are scary because they all have their side effects that can potentially create other problems. The drugs interfere with the body's physiology to create a desired effect at the sacrifice of something else in the body. The concept that we have to share is that as you understand the physiology of what is going on and are able to bring the physiology back into balance so it can function normally again, our health problems disappear and you prevent pathological problems from developing. Most health conditions start as a functional problem. High or low blood sugar is a functional problem. Inflammation from an allergic reaction is a functional problem. Allergic reactions can cause asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, tendinitis, and many, many other symptoms. These are all functional. Now, if you leave these functional problems unchecked, eventually permanent damage may occur. The atherosclerotic plaque may break off in the arteries and develop into a heart attack or a stroke, damaging the heart or the brain. People that come into my office with neck or back pain and say that the problem just started a week or two earlier, and then I look at their x-rays and I see arthritis and disc degeneration, which are pathological changes, I know that their condition started years before they felt the pain. Chronic inflammation over years created the damage that I saw on the x-ray. So the need is to understand the physiology so that the steps can be made to correct the physiology before the damage occurs. Cancer is another example of a pathological health problem.
We are interested in supporting the amazing body that we have in giving it what it needs to have healthy functions and preventing disease and permanent damage. That's why we look at the six different interferences that affect a person's health puzzle.
Yes, I've talked about these interferences before. The six different interferences are structural problems and injuries, electromagnetic interference from the wires around our homes and businesses, computers, and all electrically powered devices. And then there's the nutritional deficiencies, allergies, emotional stress, and toxins. Let me explain it this way. Let's take headaches, neck and upper back pain as a simple example. Headaches, neck and upper back pain can come from a number of different reasons. I had a lady come to my office just a couple weeks ago with a bad migraine headache. She was suffering from the headache for 2 weeks. It was severe enough that it was affecting her eyesight and making life quite difficult for her to be even functional. She had many allergies. Now, allergies can be one cause of headaches, and I'm sure it was one of her triggers. Now, allergies cause inflammation that can cause muscle tension that is a frequent cause of the neck and shoulder pain. For those of you who get treated by a chiropractor and the adjustment just does not hold, the allergies is often one of the factors preventing the adjustment from holding. Now, you can get adjusted every day, and because of the allergies, the adjustment will not stay. This lady had many allergies. She also had emotional stress and toxins, a chronic infection, a chronic problem with difficulty digesting her food and creating nutritional deficiencies.
It sounds complicated, but we just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, The Six Steps to Wellness. That is a $35 value. We are also reserving for those who call right away a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how to solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That's 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM. Solving Your Health Puzzle with me, Dr. Stuart Yeager, continues on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.
Dr. Yeager, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that lady that was suffering from headaches?
You know, she had so many different things that were contributing to her migraine headache that she came in, and her neck pain and upper back pain. And we're talking about the allergies, and we're talking about her digestive problems. And, you know, she had multiple things going on. But let me tell you about how we use this health puzzle to understand her condition. You know, it does sound complicated, but it actually becomes very simple once you put the health puzzle together. You know, headaches are frequently caused by a dysfunctional jaw joint. TMJ, or jaw dysfunction, classically causes symptoms of headaches, neck and upper back pain, or shoulder pain. One of the most common causes of TMJ, or jaw dysfunction, is emotional stress. Now, there are three emotions associated with jaw dysfunction. They are rage, subconsciously wanting revenge, and the inability to express how one feels. For her, it was the inability to express her feelings. In other words, she had to bite her tongue, so to speak. Once I treated her for the jaw dysfunction structurally, I was able to adjust her neck and successfully provide her with the relief very quickly. She left my office with a smiling face because her headache was almost gone and the light was not bothering her. Once we help her to release the emotion of not being able to express her feelings, the jaw will release permanently. Allergies are another part of her puzzle that she needs to be treated with the ASSERT technique, so that the allergies could be another contributing factor to her neck and her shoulder tension that needs to be removed. She was actually allergic to herself.
Being allergic to yourself is what autoimmune diseases are. Examples of this would be MS, rheumatoid arthritis, celiac disease, and lupus. There are about 150 different autoimmune diseases.
You know, autoimmune diseases are becoming epidemic in our society today. Did you know that infections, toxins, trauma, and severe emotional stress is what's triggering these allergies and the autoimmune diseases? There's a great book out that is entitled The Autoimmune Epidemic by Donna Nakazawa that explains how all these autoimmune conditions are triggered. She explains how research has found that it is the infections, the toxins, the traumas, and the severe emotional stress that is triggering the body to turn on itself, creating these autoimmune diseases and even allergies.
Covering up the symptoms with drugs just doesn't seem to make sense. We need to get to the core of the problem and remove them.
That's right. You know, every person has a choice to make to get healthy. I use the analogy where if you put your hand over a flame of fire, as you feel the heat, you can do one of three things. You can leave your hand over the burning flame and let it continue to burn you. That is what people do when they ignore their symptoms. Or you can leave your hand over the burning flame and pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool the hand. That is what many medications do. They suppress the symptoms but don't get to the underlying cause of the problem. The flame continues to burn. Then there's the choice of removing the hand from the fire. That is what holistic healthcare does. It identifies and removes the source of the problem. With holistic medicine, we identify the cause or the causes of the problem, toxins, allergies, nutritional, structural, emotional stress, and then remove them.
That only makes sense to me. You got my attention with what you do when you treated one of your patients named Rory for his allergies, and his asthma went away. He was taking two medications daily for 20 years, and another one when he had an acute attack. When he didn't need them anymore, I was amazed. Working in hospitals for years, I had never heard of that. Then I heard it from Rory himself. I learned that allergies can be removed, and it changed his life forever. He's a runner, and now he can run without ever needing his inhaler. His asthma medications expire before he even opens them. That is amazing. Removing the cause only makes sense. It's well known that these interferences create all kinds of health problems.
We have Denny Guymon here to tell us about his journey of getting his health back. Hello, Denny.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me here, Dr. Yeager.
We're grateful that you could be here to tell your story. Denny, can you tell us about the difficulties you were having about your health?
Yeah, I was having a lot of problems. I was experiencing a lot of depression, suicidal thoughts, and I could see myself going in a downward spiral and not being able to come out of it. I was seeing doctors, and they were saying, you know, take this medicine. It'll help you feel better. It will suppress the symptoms, and you'll get better. And I knew that's not the road that I wanted to go down. And I was searching and looking for something different. And that's when I happened upon this radio show. I was just flipping through the channels, and I heard your voice, and I called in and got my CD and set up my appointment with you, and it's made a world of difference.
I know there was more than just depression that was going on with you. Were you having any kind of pain, or what other kinds of symptoms were you experiencing?
I actually was diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder. It's called reactive arthritis. And my whole body was achy all over. My joints would get really stiff. I'd have a hard time going to work. I was getting sick to my stomach. I was having headaches. I was just getting kind of flu-like symptoms a lot and not knowing why I was having all these symptoms and what was going on with my body. The doctors were saying, you know, just take this medicine and you'll feel better. And it wasn't working, and I didn't want to do it anyway. So that's when I decided I needed to do something different.
You know, it's kind of interesting. You mentioned the reactive arthritis. I remember looking at your ankle. It looked like a sprained ankle. It was all swollen, like a sprained ankle, but it wasn't sprained. It was just all swollen. Isn't that right?
Yeah, my ankle was, I've sprained my ankle multiple times when I was younger, playing basketball or other things, playing football. And it looked like it was swollen after I had sprained it, but no, I didn't sprain it. It was an infection that was in my ankle, and it wasn't going anywhere soon. And you gave me some vials to take over a month, 10 different vials. And after I took those, as you prescribed me to take them, it took it away. And actually, after that, I got a different type of infection that you prescribed another thing for me to take. And now I'm done taking all those vials, and my ankle feels great. And there's no infection. There's no pain in my ankle anymore. And it's amazing to me.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, I saw that what looked like a swollen ankle, a sprained ankle, you know. And it was just interesting. We just waited, and as we treated you through the different interferences, you know, these symptoms started to disappear, including that ankle problem, the arthritis problem. And another thing, you know, tell me, how long did it take? You know, what where were you doing that you started to feel better?
Well, you first started treating me for my autoimmune disorder and being allergic to myself, basically, and I was surprised when you had me spit into a Kleenex. Well, you tested the Kleenex, the empty Kleenex first with the muscle testing, and then I spit into it, and I was allergic to that Kleenex with my spit in it, and I was just shocked. I was like, how am I going to get better if I am allergic to myself? What can I do? And so you taught me that this is normal. This you see this a lot. With people that have autoimmune disorders. They're allergic to themselves.
So when did you start feeling better?
I started feeling better almost immediately. Within a couple of days, I noticed a difference within my body. I could tell that I wasn't as achy, as depressed, and I started feeling better. I started taking these supplements that you gave me, and that was helping as well, helping me, you know, get the energy back that I really needed.
Now, did the treatment go real smoothly? I know that it didn't, but I just want you to tell her your story.
It was a lot of ups and downs. There, you know, I look at it kind of like a really bumpy airplane ride. I was, at first it was going great and I was getting really a lot better. And then soon it was like both engines cut out and I was going down fast. And I went in to see you again and you started looking at some other things. And it was just that continual effort of looking at what's going on now with my body and treating my body as a whole, the whole system together, that helped me get better and feeling great. I'm feeling great now. I'm feeling wonderful.
Yes. I just want you to finish this story, so we'll be right back.
We just don't have enough time to explain to you everything right now. That's why we are offering you, for those who call right now, a free CD for your personal computer on Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. We're also reserving, for those who call right away, a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how to solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355. And leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle, that is 801-943-3355.
It's Solving Your Health Puzzle on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.